Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. We are going to talk about our crypto recovery. If you're not on last night's webinar, I think you might have missed out. Right now, I am just about to share my screen. Once I can do that. Okay, there we go. So there we go. Hopefully that'll work. And before we get started, of course, don't let the pussycat down. Join the chat, private chat. I usually put all my private research in there and plus some extra bonus material as well. I don't usually blab about this a lot. Well, I do now. And of course, join me daily newsletter with some free, lovely secret sauce trading books, PDFs for you. All right. So if you were on the webinar last night, you'd think that the world was about to end, but somebody asked, when will the recovery happen? Okay, so we know about Bitcoin. Bitcoin, has not recovered, has had quite a bit of a dip, and looks like it's kind of there. You can see here, Ethereum's on its way, hopefully. We've talked about why this is happening for Ethereum, but yet not for Bitcoin. So what we can do now is I've been testing out the trades because we've hit a point of, I won't say taking on losses since I moved everything into Tether to stabilize the portfolio, and it seems to be working pretty good. I've shown that yesterday or last night. It was only about a 4 or 5%. Hit, which is, it's not, well, it would have been a lot less since I have some holdings in both Ethereum and Bitcoin, but nonetheless, here's what I tried to trade. No signals are generated for those watching, but we'll talk about these. I'm hoping to get my new trading client updated tonight. That will hopefully get rid of a lot of the exceptions that people have been getting. I've got two solutions. I explained them last night and I'm implementing them, getting them ready. I got to test them, make sure they work properly and blah, blah, blah. So these are the equity curve reports for today that I was tested. That's proven to be profitable. So what we got here is 67 coins. So about 20, maybe close to half were, well, actually it's to hear that these were the money losers. So out of just over half were profitable. Everything else was pretty well a dead loss. You can see them right here, but we're not going to focus on those. And again, these change all the time. That's the thing. So let's not worry about the ones that everything was like broken even, where one loss, one win. Let's focus on the winners. So I'm going to look at from the top down or from the bottom up, and let's check them out. Okay, so we've looked at Bitcoin and Ethereum already. What I like to see are what I consider explosive movers, okay? So that's what we're looking for. If you got any questions, please chime in. I'll be glad to take care of those. All right, so first off, let's go to the bottom here. We have Dash, which is one position, one winner. Okay, so I don't think some of these can be really good for later on tonight. You can see that this has been hit. It's recovering 2 days worth, so not bad. Another one that was a hot little number was Sia coin. So let's see how that's been doing. That's kind of recovering, but taking a loss here. This is where I get kind of concerned. Let's get rid of that one, that Dash. All right, so the one area I get do concerns right there, new day, and look, it's already turning red. So does that mean we still have downward pressure in the market? That's what I worry about. Okay, next one up is XMR. This one's been doing really good. That one did 3 out of 3 positions, all winners, really good. You can see why, boom. This is starting to be the big mover. We heard about Doge. This could be the next big mover. XMR has been doing really good. You can see here from 218 on this low point here in this trough, 25th of March, 214, and we're already pretty close to doubling. Pretty good. Next up, we have the one inch. I'm sure people are laughing. That's not my fault. I have nothing to do with the name. But this is supposed to be a competitor to Uniswap. Ain't going to happen. I don't think. There just seems to be a lot of hype in Uniswap. It's kind of recovering. Next one is TZOS, XTZ. Let's check that out. XTZ. All right. How's that been doing? Big hit there. It is recovering again. Today, we're starting to see that little bit of red. I don't know what that means, but compared to XMR, you know where to put your money in. Next one we have is CHZ. Let's see how that one's been doing. Okay, big hit there. 2 days, slight moves up. Okay, I'll take it. XXSP. SXP. Okay, let's check that out. Again, there's a little red bar today. Let's see what else we got here. Polkadot. This is one of those emerging. This one's not been performing that well lately. Where's my cancel? There we go. Okay, Polkadot. That one's been 1 out of 1. Not much. Okay, so TZOS had two positions that were two winners as well. Okay, XRP's been doing okay up until a week ago. How's this one been doing? Big hit. I'm glad I got out of it. I got out probably somewhere in around here at $1.75, but it is recovering. Took a big hit, $1.39 right now. Okay, next one up we have is BTG. Okay, so this is something that was delisted a while back. This is, I believe, let me just make sure I'm seeing this. BTG, Bitcoin Gold. Yep. Okay, so that had a nice bump up yesterday, but that red bar today. XLM. People are talking about this one, XLM, 102 positions. So this had some activity happening. Let's see what happened with this one, XLM. Yeah, again, you know, you get a little nice little move up, but then that red bar shows up today. Okay, we have VET. I think VET was doing okay. I see one position only, but let's check it out. That was a winner as well. Look at that. That's really good. So down 2 days ago, fully recovered, showing a slight decline, but still there might be some momentum still in that coin. Next one up, that's VET. SUN is another one. SUN, let's see how that one's been doing. 2 days, looking okay, not strong, but I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's not bad. So let's look at ontology here. USDT. Okay, so that one has just turned red. So it's had some 3 days of decline. Okay, so we have the big granddaddy, Bitcoin. Let's go over to Bitcoin. So Bitcoin had a bit of an increase today. Starting to show that red bar again. Definitely not a Monero at this point. So we have RVN next. RVN. So with Bitcoin, that was 1 out of 1. Winner, RVN USDT. 3-4 days of declines. Not a big fan right there. But that one did okay. 2 out of 2. But if you're trading like a human, don't do it. IOST, 3 days, two days of declines, but today a little increase. Not much. BNB. Okay. BNB was very active today. 7 positions, 85% win ratio. Woo woo. Let's see how that one's been doing. So that one is the most active, actually. It's BNB, USDT. How's this one been looking? Wow, look at that. Okay, so a little bar yesterday, but it's almost fully recovered yesterday from that dip at 583. It's starting to show a bit of weakness. I wouldn't worry about it. I think this thing's gonna have some strong upward momentum. Okay, so XMR and BNB so far. Okay, so the next one we have is Chainlink. Four positions here that were winners with a 75% win ratio. Or sorry, 70%. So let's look at that. Link USDT. Really good. Well, I won't say it's fully recovered. It's half recovered. A decline today. That one's questionable. Next one up we have is Sol. Okay, Sol. Let's check that one out. Sol, how's that one looking? Barely been hit. Interesting. Has a slight decline today, but defensively, impressed. Next, we have Rune. This is an up-and-coming coin. Thorcoin, I think it's called. Yeah, barely been touched. Look at that. Like, decline, recover, and it's at $14.45, down from $17. Okay, next one we have is Atom. So that one traded 4x, 75% win ratio. Let's look in here. Atom. Okay, so Atom, big hit, barely recovering, declining today. Not good. Uniswap. This one could be a break, could have a breakout at some point. It's hard to say. So Uniswap. So we have four positions, 75% win ratio. Barely. Well, I won't say it's not been hit hard, but definitely has hit a low point here. But again, we have a red bar here, so I don't know where that will go. Okay, so now we move into three positions, Cardano. So I got 2 out of 3, Cardano. Definitely not a top performer, as we can tell for now. It's definitely Monero. Pullback, it's recovered a little bit. Next one we have here is Band. Let's see how that one's doing. Band. Okay, Band. Let's see here. I think there we go. That's what we wanted. With the bars. Okay, there we go. So big decline there. But that one, 66% win ratio out of three positions. Next one is Cake. Five positions, 60% win ratio. And why I talk about win ratio is important because that shows you the probability of wins. We want Cake. Again, you know me, I don't care about these coins. I really don't. Oh, look at that, big recovery. That is a very strong recovery. Big bar there. We're going from 20 open, $22. Up to 27, big, just over 10%. That's impressive. So again, that's 6 out of 5 positions, so 60%. Next one we have is Waves. So this one did 5 positions again, 60% win ratio. Again, dipped. Little recovery, dipping again today. Let's go over the 50% win ratio here. So now what we're looking at are a couple more. Mana, this one held its own pretty good. And let's see that one. That one held pretty good against the dips. This might be a decent one to look at. Mana. Mana USDT. All right, so you can see it's barely been touched. Okay, so yesterday was not a bad day. Today it's starting to dip a little bit, but that's a good little coin to be in, I think. Sushi. I haven't seen this in a while. Let's check this one out. Sushi. Okay. And that has been steady decline. Let's see what else we got here. We have Sushi. We have GRT. You can see why I don't like these half wins, these 50%ers, because of they're not that good lately. You can say the same thing with GRT. If you were stuck on Coinbase, this is probably all you get. You don't get all, like, you might not see, outside of Monero, you won't see a lot of other coins doing that well. SRM, okay, so that took two positions, 50% win ratio. Again, big decline, nothing to brag about. We have here Ethereum, which we looked at. That looks pretty good. That's a strong recovery, but it got a little red bar there. That's pretty good. Next one we have is Engine. Let's see this one. That one did, okay, with Ethereum, that's 50% win on four positions. This one, Engine, we have is four positions same, 50%. Next one we have is, yeah, not too good, is Zcash. Let's see that one. Zcash. Okay, this is sort of impressive, I think. We have a decline, a big bar yesterday, slight decline today. So that one may be a one to watch. This is going to trade sort of like, behaves like Monero. The next one we have here is Ethereum Classic. Let's see that one. Ethereum Classic is the last one, just so you know. Barely been touched. Wow, not bad. Had a nice run up. Kind of a green blue bar yesterday. Still that red shows up. So we might still have some downward momentum there. Okay, that's all we got. So again, if you want to know more about what I do, what I'd recommend is to get on this. Also, just to let you know, we do have the Discord up and running again. I'm going to try that Discord now that Microsoft's not going to touch it. It doesn't make sense to build up an audience where Microsoft's involved. So if you want to know where to go, just go to the quantlabs.net/blog. Look under social contact here. You should be able to find, yeah, there's a Discord server right there. Okay, so that's the invite for if you want. We shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.